It is absolutely official. We are in the midst of an AI war. For those of you who've been paying attention, you would know that quite recently we've had the Humane Pin as well as the Rabbit R1 come out, and they were trying to be the first devices, physical devices that people could get their hands on that are powered and basically are AI capable. So the idea was that you should be able to go with them to a store when you're doing your shopping and basically ask them, hey, what can I make with this? You can have a conversation with it. You can order stuff with it. There's a lot of supposedly practical use cases or what was supposed to be practical use cases. And then there's all the other juggernauts, the tech juggernauts, your Meta. You also have OpenAI, which became a tech juggernaut in a very short space of time. Nobody, quite literally nobody, saw that coming. And then you also have Google as well. And you have, I think I mentioned Meta. And I'm sure you'll, and also Apple as well. I mean, they don't have their own AI announced, but I can definitely guarantee that they'll be joining this war, where now I wouldn't say that they're trying to compete to see who will come out at the top, but they're definitely trying to be the most widely used. So they're trying to be as ubiquitous as they possibly can. We've also seen Meta launch their AI on WhatsApp, where you can literally ask it to generate images, generate memes, etc., etc., and you can even ask it to summarize certain conversations, or maybe help you keep up with what's being said in a group, maybe if you weren't there or if you weren't keeping up with the conversations. But right now, Google has recently had their Google I/O event, and they announced a number of things that we definitely need to be aware of. I mean, some of us kind of think that this is stuff that is far and it's definitely not going to be impacting your life. And that's a mentality that I wouldn't necessarily advise. And I think we'll definitely do a series where we have conversations around how should we process and understand this thing of AI, and how can we prepare ourselves for it? How do we position ourselves so that we do not become victims of AI, but rather we become, we treat AI as an instrument, as a tool that we can use to further. And I know we've discussed it before in the past, but I feel now that AI has advanced so much that that conversation definitely needs to be updated. So Google has had their recent Google I/O 2024 event, which is a major event that Google has to discuss a lot of their software, the latest Android, and how they're going to be in future, how they're going to be making things easier and more accessible for developers as well. And they announced a number of things. Firstly, Project Astra, and then they announced Gemini AI. I'll get into what they spoke on that. And then they spoke of Android 15, a new faster version of Gemini, which is Google's large language model, which is no longer a large language model at this point because it's able to generate images. It's able to identify images and tell you what's on the image. If it's a meme, it can even tell you why the meme is funny, give you cooking instructions, teach you languages, and tutor you. It's incredibly powerful. And then an AI-powered scam detection feature for Android, meaning if someone is calling you and they're basically trying to scam you, it will be able to tell you that, hey, I'm detecting a scam, that AI. You see, so this is another thing, right? The fact that AI is definitely being used to help us as human beings. But the thing is that we also do need to not be naive, because all of these companies that are coming out with these AI features and AI devices and all of that, they're still companies at the end of the day, and they want to maximize profits. So we definitely do need to keep an eye out for that so that we learn to position ourselves as you and I, the everyday people. And then a new way they they've also announced a new way to search using AI. I won't be able to delve deep into what all of these things are, but the things that interested me the most is, first of all, the AI-powered scam detection feature is incredible. It's going to be coming on all Android devices, probably starting on the Pixel device first, and then moving on to every other Android device, where if you're having a conversation with someone and they're trying to scam you, it will warn you that this sounds like a scam. And then we also have a new way to search using AI. So, you know, before with Google search, whenever you search for something and you start typing something that's too long, you already know that your search will not be as accurate as if you had just summarized it into a few words. So now search is becoming a lot more conversational, and Google is going to be summarizing things and links and become a bit more sensible and more human, as if you were asking a librarian who knows the library really well, whatever it is that you're searching for. And then obviously so many things are going to be changing with Android 15. The next device I buy will definitely be Android 15 and upwards, because there's so many changes coming as well. And just a new version of Google Gemini. If you are a person who has been using Google Gemini, you will understand how powerful it is and why it's a big deal for Google to continue to improve Google Gemini. But I do, as an AI, because Google Gemini is basically the direct competitor to OpenAI's ChatGPT. So that is a very, very important thing for Google. But that's all we have time for right now. I wish I could say more, because I really have so much to discuss. But I mean, we'll definitely do that in the near future. For now, though, we're going to cut it right here. The question I will leave with you is, are you nervous about these advancements in AI? Or do you see a future where AI helps you become better at the things that you do?
This week's Tech Impact, I would like to discuss something that I read on my broadband, not the forum, actually on the newspaper or the e-publication. And that is pertaining to esports. And I don't know if you've known this, but esports is actually a very fancy name just for online gaming. And I'm so excited to see that in South Africa we are starting to I don't want to say dabble, but we're reaching into esports. And we've got some guys that are playing esports in a worldwide league, and they're actually generating an income. Now, this might shock you, because you think like esports, income, what it can be. Currently, the highest paid South African esports player, it's a guy called with the name Yanni, but it's a very, very peculiar spelling of Yanni, is earned almost, get this, close to 4 million rand. 4 million rand playing Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Can you imagine that? Getting 4 million rand by playing games, which is something that we love. Okay, I have to put it out there. You should actually do a job that you love. You should do something that you enjoy. But get that. 4 million rand. And he's not even ranked as a very, well, I don't want to say not ranked as a very good player, but he's not ranked amongst the top 10 in the world. He did come second at a competition, and that's where he got his money from. But he's earning close to 4 million rand, or has earned close to 4 million rand. The global winnings for South Africa is close to $4 million, right? So South Africans earned close to $4 million. You can calculate what that might be. It's probably looking at something like 200 million rand or something close to that. Close to 200 million. No, close to 70 million rand, something. My maths on this time of Friday evening is staying far behind, because it's the weekend. Who won't like to do maths now, right? So that's the first thing. Second thing is, I see the Minister of Imports is actually struggling, or he's trying to fiddle with Temu and Shein, saying that they're not paying import tax. Shein and Temu is obviously applying and saying, no, we are paying import tax, it's just less. And apparently they found a loophole. And I must be honest, currently, I'm thankful for the loophole, because I can actually buy clothing at a ridiculous price now. Right? So Shein is paying 10% close to, Shein was the only one that actually partaked in this discussion. Shein said that they are taking almost 10% of what you pay for the item. They then say is import tax, and you need to pay import tax on that 10%, which is not bad, right? But now the minister, Minister Patel, is actually saying, like, listen, no, it should be close to 40 to 50%. But then get this, I've made the calculation, add to the quality of shipping or the quality of Shein's clothing, add that 40 or 50% income tax, right? you're still paying less than what you would pay for shirts and stuff at retail price in South Africa. So even with the import tax, it, of course, is better or more affordable than what we currently get in South Africa. I must be honest, same can't be said of Temu. I've purchased stuff from Temu, and you can sort of see that they, it's just not the same quality. It's just not the same as a as Shein, the velvet, not the velvet, what the vinyl is ripping off and stuff like that. And some of the products you can just sense it's not the same quality. You unfortunately, as with everything in life, you need to pay for quality. So those items that you get under $100, and I want to actually put this out there, don't purchase those drill bits. It's called a step drill. I've made that mistake. Purchased on Temu, $100. It costs like $800 here at the Builders or Chamberlain's or wherever. Pay the $800. You're going to frustrate the living daylights out of you paying the cheap thing. It's just not worth it. However, on the clothing side, as I said, it's sort of similar, and we still will see something like that. So, local retailers, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how we are going to solve this crisis, because currently, most people I know, we're just buying clothing from overseas. And I think, I don't like it, because I feel I can't support my local network, and I would like to support my local network. I just can't afford to buy locally, unfortunately, at this stage.